Today is Friday, November 1st. What to know today about a historic vote in the House, new immigration rules, and a price hike for the Boy Scouts. Plus, Apple TV Plus officially launches, a creepy Instagram app, and a daylight saving time reminder. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Well, we're now in a new phase of the impeachment inquiry. Lawmakers in the House voted and passed new rules and procedures for the investigation into President Trump. It was the first time there was a formal vote on this investigation and the third vote of its kind in U.S. history. As expected, the vote yesterday was divided along party lines. Of those who voted, all but two Democrats in the House voted yay, but every single Republican voted nay. In a tweet after the vote, President Trump called it, quote, the greatest witch hunt in American history, although he was pretty happy to see Republicans united against it. Still, the resolution passed, so it's now set the stage for the impeachment hearings to go public. We're talking about televised hearings and the release of witness testimony, which could happen within the next couple of weeks. Although there's no official timeline just yet. And remember, President Trump's lawyers and other Republicans may be able to take a larger role now. Also, a quick update about the testimony from a former White House official yesterday. The AP reports Tim Morrison, who was with the National Security Council until earlier this week when he resigned, talked to lawmakers for about 8 hours. He's the second person to testify who was actually on the call when President Trump asked Ukraine to investigate his political rivals. While Morrison said, yes, military aid meant for Ukraine was in fact withheld as a way to pressure Ukraine to investigate Democrats. While he said he didn't like it, he also said he doesn't think it's illegal. The White House called it a win, but Democrats say it's more proof the president abused his power for his own political gain. So who's up next? And who will testify in the public hearings on TV for all of America to see? A few names are being thrown around, but there's no official word yet, so stay tuned. A new immigration rule is supposed to go into effect this Sunday, though it's now facing a lawsuit. Reuters reports the new rule would mean the government can deny immigrants visas if they can't prove they'll be able to pay for health insurance within a month of arriving to the U.S. or have enough money to pay health expenses out of pocket. To be clear, we're talking about immigrants requesting to come to the U.S. legally. But President Trump says this new rule is so they won't, quote, further saddle our healthcare system. At this point, it's not clear if the new law will actually take effect this weekend as planned, since CBS News reports advocacy groups filed a lawsuit and asked a judge to put it all on hold while the legal case plays out. They say the president is trying to unilaterally rewrite immigration laws and that this change could affect 375,000 would-be immigrants a year. Remember, this isn't the first time President Trump has tried to change immigration rules. Over the summer, he announced a policy that would deny visas and green cards to people who might use things like food stamps. That policy is now also held up in court. Even more wildfires in California. A few new ones started just yesterday in Southern California. The LA Times reports one started last night and forced evacuations in the area. At last check, firefighters are still fighting it. And earlier in the day yesterday, ABC News reports 60 to 70 mile an hour wind gusts caused the two other fires to spread and destroy several homes and buildings. More than 1,000 people were forced to evacuate. These new fires were on top of several other major wildfires burning in the state, including one in Northern California's wine country, which has destroyed nearly 150 homes. The New York Times reports altogether the fires have charred a piece of land larger than the size of Philadelphia. At least, forecasters expect the winds to calm down for the next week and provide at least some relief. It's back to class for teachers and students in Chicago today. An 11-day strike is now over. The Wall Street Journal reports the teachers' union agreed to a tentative 5-year contract, which meets teachers' demands of higher pay, smaller class sizes, and more nurses. And even after that agreement, there was one last detail to work out. The union pushed for, and Chicago's mayor eventually agreed, to let the students and teachers make up 5 out of the 11 days missed. So it's back to school today in the country's third largest school district. Signing up for Boy Scouts is about to get more expensive. The AP reports the Boy Scouts of America is raising its annual youth membership fee by more than 80% starting next year. So instead of $33, it'll cost $60. The reason? Boy Scouts of America says operating costs have gone up and so has the liability insurance that covers their official activities. Because keep in mind, the Boy Scouts of America has faced sex abuse allegations against some youth leaders over the years, and Fox News reports hundreds of lawsuits may still be coming. Now the organization says it is exploring all available options to keep its programming running, and it has not ruled out bankruptcy. Still, some worry the price hike will force low-income families not to participate, so the organization promises to help those who can't afford the fees. All right, we have much more news ahead, but first, thanks to our sponsor this week, FabFitFun. This is a lifestyle subscription box that arrives at your door each season, so it gets you all ready for the new weather and the new trends. And you'll get full-size, premium beauty, fitness, fashion, and home products. So lots of variety and lots of quality in every box. This is my favorite subscription box I've ever tried. Because of that, I'm always so excited when the FabFitFun box arrives. And this year's fall box was no different. For example, I love using the Aveda Damage Remedy Daily Hair Repair and the Hair Towel Wrap. And the box also comes with more great products like an Anthropologie travel yoga mat and a plush ultra soft fringe scarf. You can choose to be surprised or you can customize many of the items in your box from various options. FabFitFun normally retails for $49.99, but with every box, you get a value of more than $200. So sign up at FabFitFun.com and use the code Newsworthy for $10 off your first box. Again, get $10 off your first box at FabFitFun.com when you use the coupon code Newsworthy. Now back to the news. Today's the day Apple TV Plus launches. That's Apple's long-awaited video streaming service. USA Today says it's launching with 8 series, a documentary, and a talk show. And that's it, for now. Not a lot when compared to the thousands of titles available on Netflix, Amazon Prime Video, and Hulu, but it's also the lowest price major subscription service at just $5 a month. And CNN says you can even get the first year free when you buy a new iPhone, iPad, Mac, or other eligible Apple product. Also, there are some big names involved in this launch. One of the most highly anticipated shows on Apple TV Plus is The Morning Show, starring Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon, which is about the behind-the-scenes drama of morning TV news. Oprah's Book Club is another big title. It's a talk show hosted by Oprah Winfrey herself about books. But even more competition is on the way. Disney Plus launches later this month, and HBO Max arrives next year. Speaking of streaming services, Netflix is about to launch its first original scripted podcast. It's called The Only Podcast Left, and Variety says it's a spinoff of the post-apocalyptic series Daybreak. The 6-episode podcast will tell the story of teens who decide to make a podcast even though an apocalypse is going on. The podcast launches next week on Spotify only for a month and then everywhere else after that. There's an app out there that lets people spy on other people's Instagram activity. And now Instagram is working to get it shut down. The app is called Like Patrol. And CNET says it takes Instagram data and lets users track who their friends or significant others interact with, even notifying the user about someone else's likes and comments. While critics think it's like stalkerware, which is often used in abusive relationships. So even Instagram says it's not okay, that it's against the rules because it's scraping people's data without their consent. So Facebook, which owns Instagram, says it banned the app from all of its platforms and is now reviewing other apps by the same developer. It's that time. Time to turn your clocks back before you go to bed Saturday night. Or at least know your smartphone will automatically change. Because we fall back an hour at 2 a.m. Sunday. It means you'll get an extra hour of sleep that night, but it also means it'll get dark earlier in the evenings. It's the end of daylight saving time in most of the country. Although Hawaii and Arizona are the only two states that don't observe daylight saving time, as well as some territories like Puerto Rico, so no changes there. That said, there are several states that want to keep daylight saving time all year long, like Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, and Tennessee. They've all approved legislation to do it, but they would need Congress to give the okay before it actually happens. And that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to share this episode with a friend today so they too can get informed for the weekend. As always, you can read more about any of the stories we talked about in this episode in today's show notes. Just look in your podcast app or go to thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and look for today's date. We'll be back with more news on Monday. Have a great weekend.